30s and 40s. The forecast for East Central Illinois this afternoon, sunny and breezy, the high 58. The wind from the northwest at 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to around 30. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 38. The wind will be out of the northwest from 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts up to 25 miles per hour this evening. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 65. Tomorrow, we're warming up already. The wind from the northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy and not as cool. Expect a low of 47. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and a little bit warmer yet, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Look for a high in the low 70s. With the wind from the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. We'll see a low in the low 50s. Thursday and Thursday night, partly cloudy and cooler with a high in the low 60s and a low around 40. The outlook for Friday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. At noon Central Time, temperatures across Illinois and Indiana were in the 50s with lots of sunshine. At Rockford, at Chicago's O'Hare Airport, at Bloomington, and at Mattoon, it was 57 degrees. In Carbondale, 56. At South Bend, 53. 58 at Lafayette and Terre Haute, 56 degrees in Indianapolis. Willard Airport reported 59 degrees at the top of the hour. The sky sunny. The dew point, 23. The relative humidity, 25%. The wind out of the northwest at 18, gusting to 28. And the barometric pressure, 30 even and falling. And at 12:39, 58 degrees in Urbana on the campus of the University of Illinois. Workers at one of the largest employers in Champaign-Urbana are being encouraged to stay physically fit with financial incentives as part of our series on efforts in the region to increase health and wellness. Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers reports on how Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana is pushing for a healthier workforce.
Getting some exercise during the day may not seem like much on the surface, but if you have a demanding job, let's say you work in journalism, then walking away from your desk for mere minutes can be a challenge. But a growing number of companies across the country have started encouraging employees to stay healthy by offering financial incentives. It's a feat even some of the toughest bosses have taken on.
Mr. Burns, can you make me thin again?
I guarantee it. I'll just pay for the blessed liposuction.
In the last year and a half, Carle Hospital in Urbana has joined the Get Your Workers Healthy bandwagon with its own incentive program. The hospital's Charge Rewards program is pretty straightforward. Carle employees can rack up points if they do things like trying a new recipe, limiting their alcohol intake, or exercising more. Enough points earned within a year can be redeemable for discounts on health insurance premiums, cash back, or paid time off. Dr. Napoleon Knight is the medical director of hospital medicine and the associate director of quality at Carle. He helps oversee the incentive program.
We take care of people, sometimes in their most vulnerable states. We need to model some activities that other people will want to model in their lives as well.
Knight says for a business or a hospital that pays for part of its workers' health insurance premiums, the financial gains for the company through reduced benefits costs can be great.
If you're taking three or four different medicines a day times X number of employees times X number of years, I mean, what you see is that really starts to add up.
One of the Carle employees taking part in the hospital's wellness initiative is Sean Williams. He works in the marketing department.
In early January, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. At the age of 32, they often, you know, call that adult onset diabetes.
Williams says he's always taken good care of himself, but since learning about his diagnosis, he's redoubled his efforts. He says it can be a challenge finding time to exercise with the demands at work. Shortly before my interview with Dr. Knight, I chatted with him on the phone in mid-February about Carle's incentive program. Sean Williams was on the line since he handles media requests for the hospital. At the time, Knight explained one option the hospital was considering to boost physical activity during the workday.
We're flooring, you know, such things as, you know, walking treadmill desk, you know, as an example. We're trying to find some areas in the organization where we might be able to, you know, implement that.
When I was, you know, on the call where you were interviewing Dr. Knight about what Carl has been doing for employee wellness, he mentioned, you know, this treadmill workstation, but they needed to find a site where they could try this out first. And so as soon as we got off the phone call, I contacted Dr. Knight, and I was quick to volunteer.
Not long after that, the hospital unveiled a treadmill in William's department. If you couldn't tell, he's been walking on it this whole time. Williams has walked more than 60 miles on the treadmill since it was installed a couple of months ago.
So on those days where I'm having a really tough time trying to get my blood sugar back down to certain levels, it's amazing how quickly my blood sugar comes down.
With Carl's health incentive program, Williams has earned roughly 120 points. By the time he gets about 100 more points, he'll be eligible for $260 off his health insurance premium, or $260 cash back, if Carl doesn't cover his premium. Another Carl employee taking part in the wellness initiative is nursing director Joan Plunk. She's accumulated 640 points. That puts her in the highest category of the rewards program. If employees have 600 points and get biometric screenings, which are covered by Carl, they can get $260 off their health insurance premium, plus $100 in cash or 8 hours paid leave. If their health insurance premium is not covered by Carl, then they can get $360 in cash. Joan says with her work schedule, getting fast food was always a convenient option. Though it still is, she's dialed back.
If I have to eat fast food, I'll choose like the grilled chicken and take the bun off and not have the mayonnaise.
Joan says while Carl's incentive program is still a new experience for her, she's been conscious about her health for some time, walking or swimming just about every day.
Well, to be honest, it's been the last 10 years that I've become more into it selfishly, my own health, versus taking care of other people and my family more.
But that's starting to change. Joan is spending more time cooking healthy meals at home. Here she makes a salad with baked chicken, mushrooms, and craisins.
Pretty simple, really. And I'll just add a handful of almonds.
Her husband, Tom, is a farmer and is on the road quite a bit for business. He admits he hasn't always maintained the healthiest of diets. Any food stop for him when he's out of town was usually fast food. But now Joan prepares most of his meals during the week. What she's learning about nutritious cooking from Carl is impacting her husband's health.
Well, like Tom liked to get fried chicken from a store. So now we bake chicken instead of you eating fried chicken.
I used to get a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken on the route. And
so you still have the foods you enjoy, it's just they're prepared more healthy.
Joan says she'll prepare Tom turkey slices, pot roast, or sandwiches. They've also substituted sugary soda beverages with coffee or water.
But what she's not telling you is I am a fan of cake, and she makes me cake.
He used to buy the Boughten cakes,
yeah,
which were heavy and large, so now you can make them better with using applesauce instead of the oil. And
I have pies. I do buy Meyer's pies. Sometimes she doesn't have enough time to bake all that.
That's how you cheat.
Yeah, I do cheat that way.
A growing number of companies are offering financial incentives to boost employee health. The nonprofit National Business Group on Health surveyed more than 500 companies. It found that as of this year, 68% of those employers offer cash, premium credits, and account contributions to their employees to encourage healthier habits. That's up by 10% from a year ago. Luann Heinen is the vice president of the National Business Group on Health. She says companies are spending less on premiums by encouraging their employees to be healthy through various wellness programs.
So we're still spending a very small amount on wellness and prevention. And the companies that are increasingly interested and committed to wellness are seeing a fairly significant return on the order of $2 to $3 for every dollar invested.
Some companies have even penalized workers with premium surcharges or higher deductibles for failing to complete a required health management activity. Penalties were used by 20% of respondents in the survey this year, roughly double the number of companies that used penalties in 2009. Meanwhile, the U.S. Supreme Court is mulling over the legality of the Affordable Health Care Act. Whatever happens, Heinen suspects that there will continue to be a strong commitment to wellness. After all, a happy, healthy worker is a productive worker. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.
Just whistle while you work, and cheerfully together we can tidy up the place. So I'm a merry tune.
Listen next Monday as Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers looks at efforts to boost biking in Champaign-Urbana. Our media engagement initiative on health and wellness is funded in part by a grant from the Lumpkin Family Foundation. To hear other stories from this series, visit willconnect.org.
The Vintage Vinyl Sale is coming soon. You can bring your used records, CDs, DVDs, and used video games and working stereo equipment to the sale site at 1803 Philo Road in Urbana, directly north of the Hot Slots Racing Store until April 27th. For more information, call Dean Geichen at 217-333-6503 or visit WILL.illinois.edu.
And it is 12 minutes before 1 o'clock Central Time. This is our spring membership drive, and we're hoping that you will join us and become a member of the Friends of WILL. Perhaps it's time to renew your membership. WILL brings you the programs you value throughout the day, and there is only one day left in our spring pledge drive, the rest of today and then tomorrow. And your contribution would support the programs that you value and keep us on track, helping us end our drive on time. You can make an online gift now at willpledge.org, or you can join us by telephone, 217-244-9455. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. We hope you can join us, and we might suggest a membership to begin if you're a new friend. $52, that will get you Patterns, our program guide. That will also get you a member card, good for two-for-one dining throughout the area. And as well, you can select a thank you gift for yourself. So perhaps you'd like a new T-shirt to get you out and about this springtime. And we have the All Things Considered T-shirt for $52. And we have an NPR Celebrates 40 years of NPR for a gift of $52 as well. Please do join us, 217-244-9455. And the email address, willpledge.org. Thank you.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 23rd of April, 2012. It's the birthday of Roy Orbison, born in Vernon, Texas, in 1936. The birthday of Vladimir Nabokov, born in St. Petersburg, Russia, 1899. His family fled the Bolshevik Revolution, settled in England, then in Berlin, where he fled the Nazis in 1936. Settled in the United States. He taught college through the 40s and 50s until 1961, and the success of his novel Lolita enabled him to retire to Switzerland and write full-time until he died in 1977. And today is the day we celebrate the birthday of William Shakespeare. Stratford-upon-Avon, England, 1564. He was baptized on the 26th of April, so we assume his birthday is right around today. His father, a successful glover and farmer, family comfortable. Shakespeare went to school at the local school, studied Latin, classic literature, history. At the age of 18, applied for a marriage license with Anne Hathaway, who was 26. The marriage was rushed. 6 months later, Anne gave birth to a daughter named Susanna. 2 years later, she had twins, Judith and Hamnet. Nobody knows when or why Shakespeare left for London. May have been in trouble for poaching deer, may have been running away from an unhappy marriage. Still others think he was just ambitious. By 1592, we find his name in print, praised by another playwright. 2 years later, he was writing his plays for the Lord Chamberlain's Men, a troupe owned by a group of actors, including Shakespeare. Most of his plays were performed at the Globe Theater, which we know had 20 sides, a diameter of about 100 feet. It could seat about 3,000 people. It had an open section right in front of the stage, no seats, no roof, and the groundling stood there. They paid very little for a ticket. They were free to drink and eat and shout at the actors and do whatever they wanted to do. Shakespeare acted in many of the plays himself. We don't know what roles he played. He is said to have played the ghost in Hamlet. In all, he wrote 38 plays and the famous sonnets, died in 1616 at the age of 52. George Bernard Shaw was not an admirer. He thought Shakespeare's philosophy was empty, incoherent, that he was a superficial, rather ignorant writer. Tolstoy thought Shakespeare was a big disappointment.